So you got some out-of-town guests, huh?
We do. We've got about 40 folks that have come in from the Bryan-College Station and the Greater Waco Chambers of Commerce.
Well, you're going to put together a list of speakers. I know you've done that before in the past.
We have. We've got Speaker John Boehner is going to visit with the group. Kevin McCarthy, the majority leader. Steve Scalise, the majority whip. Trey Gowdy is going to be up this morning. He's the chairman of the Select Benghazi Committee. And so we've got most of the Texas chairmen, Jim Hensarling of Financial Services, Mac Thornberry of House Armed Services, Pete Sessions of the Rules Committee, and so on. So we've got a great group of folks lined up today.
Man, you had to call in some favors? That's an outstanding lineup. You know, that really is.
Well, yeah. It helps that I'm the Republican Study Committee chair.
Sure. Yeah,
all those folks, they're counting on 170 votes from time to test.
Those are some rock stars. Well, yeah, let's talk about counting on some votes because, first of all, let's turn our attention to the fast-tracking of economic trade deals that the president wants to put together. Obviously, it's not out of the Senate yet, and yesterday they were not able to move forward on it. Now, the House does need, 217 votes, and I know that some of the conservative members are not too hot on the idea, giving this president more power when it comes to trade. But tell me what you think the future of this bill will be when it gets to the House.
Well, I think that it will pass, and it should pass. Trade Promotion Authority, I think, has gotten a bad rap in terms of the way it's been described to several folks. This is a restrictive bill in terms of what it does for presidential powers. It's not an expansive bill. So in the Trade Promotion Authority bill, the way it's currently structured, there are about 150 requirements that the president has to adhere to whenever he or she negotiate a fast-track trade agreement with someone. And then it provides for congressional review of the deal at the end of the day. And so actually this is the right thing. Some people have said that it gives the president more power. That's false. It does not. Some people have said that it fast-tracks immigration. That's false. There's nothing about immigration. There's no way that a president could try to do something on immigration inside of this bill. So I believe it will pass at the end of the day. Most of us as conservatives believe that economic opportunity is enhanced by free trade agreements, free and fair trade agreements, and this bill helps us get to that point. Well, now, I think one of the big rubs is nobody likes working with the president because he's basically continued to put a stick in the eye of Congress. And so human nature says it's hard. You know, you don't want to work with him. But this bill goes beyond this president. It goes to the future. I mean, it's actually does more for future presidents than it does for President Obama.
So there are two. There's the transatlantic, there's transpacific. But what does this mean for Texas? Because Houston is a big port, and I would think that could certainly be a boon to our economy.
Well, Texas is the second largest exporter of products and services in the country, and so to the extent that we can have fast-track trade agreements for fair and free trade, this is hugely important for Texas as a whole. I mean, look at the ag community in our district. I mean, we've got a large ag footprint in Texas District 17, and a lot of those products are exported. This helps set the fair trading rules so that those products can be exported.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. this morning. The Obama administration has granted conditional approval for Shell to begin drilling in the Arctic waters off the coast of Alaska. Your thoughts there?
Well, I think it did the right thing. I haven't read the fine print yet. And that's where you always have the gotchas when it comes to this administration. But it was the right thing to do. I mean, there have been several oil and gas companies that spent billions of dollars to drill in the Arctic. And I think they've got the technology right. They've got the safety systems in place. It is a pristine and a fragile area, and it's got to be done right. You can't have anybody cutting corners. And I believe that we can drill in the Arctic. We can do it safely and cleanly. And I believe that it was the right thing to do for the administration to approve this.
So this is the first step. Will there be other areas, maybe off Nantucket, maybe someplace else, that he'll allow drilling where it doesn't happen now, in your view?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if you look at the president, typically is still anti-drilling. And so it's unlikely that they're going to approve other drilling operations, candidly. If you look at the Atlantic, for instance, in the last 5-year lease sale plan, There's only one sale scheduled for the Atlantic. And they're actually trying to keep that from happening by coming up with seismic acquisition rules that make it virtually impossible to gather seismic data. And you need modern seismic data in order to be able to know where to drill.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. You know, all the Sunday talk shows, we heard on a regular basis on Sunday so many people talking about the lone wolf terrorist. I think Mike McCall was over in Paris, in fact, as he was discussing it. As our representative, what is your thought on this whole idea of the lone wolf terrorist?
Well, I mean, it's a concern. If you look at some of the things that have happened recently with the person who brought a package to the west steps of the Capitol and then shot himself. You know, that could have been a bomb in there, and this guy was a lone wolf, and then you got the guy that was flying the gyrocopter, landed on the West House lawn. So, I mean, I see it right here in D.C. I think it's something we've got to be very concerned about, where these folks become self-actualized in terms of being a terrorist. And that's the reason we've got to have the right intelligence services to try to find these folks as early as possible.
Sure. Give us an idea what you're going to be doing on the floor this week.
Well, we've got a pretty busy week. Last night we passed the Regulatory Integrity Protection Act, which was to stop the EPA's grab on changing the definition of navigable waters under the Clean Water Act. In the next couple of days, we'll pass the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2016, which scopes how the military is going to look for the next year. We'll have the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, the USA Freedom Act of 2015, which is a reauthorization of the Patriot Act, but puts in some important controls on Section 215 related to the gathering of bulk data. And I think we're greatly tightening that up, and I think we're doing that the right way. We also may consider the Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act that was passed by the Senate last week.
That could happen this week.
That's correct. It could happen this week.
Right. Well, you know, I know you've got a busy day ahead of you, certainly with our out-of-town company, and sounds like a busy week from then on. So we will chat with you next week.
Okay, sounds good. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good day. We have the interview with Representative Bill Flores every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com.